in Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis on Fox Sports 1580.
And down the fence they come!
We'll talk about the horses.
Oh, whirl away, pulls away.
The people.
Here comes Jim Cam down the middle of the track now.
And the history of the thoroughbred industry.
And it's Trick Materials that went to play 2.5 lengths.
Now live from Kentucky's bluegrass region, here's Ursel.
Well, good morning, and for the first time, I really listened to some of those, the announcements, the introduction to the show, they go all the way back to Tim Tam, and here comes Tim Tam,
Well, so do I.
Well, I know, but I wish they'd pick another race, because the horse my daddy bred ran second.
Oops.
All right.
It's funny.
Oh, goodness, Lincoln Road was second to him, just got beat a half length.
Yeah.
Yeah, set all the pace and just got beat. Vic Savinsky trained him. Oh. He bought him for $3,400 as a yearling out at the Keeneland Fall Sales. That was back when they had summer sales also, anyway.
Yeah.
By Lincoln Road. Okay. Son of with. Well, Lincoln Road was a fast racehorse. But he was by With Pleasure, who was even faster racehorse. It was a top class racehorse. But Lincoln Road went on one stakes, ran second in the Florida Derby prior to the Kentucky Derby. Got beat by Tim Tam there too. Had to lead at the 16th pole and shied from a shadow on the trunk.
Was
going to win it, but
jeez.
Yeah. Oh well.
Did he have a shadow roll? I guess not.
I don't know.
Oops.
But anyway, well, that's nothing. Anyway, we're here at the Thoroughbred Center. We're over by Barn 28. Well, this is number two. We noticed this morning that the little stone building at the HBA
number
building
two?
Is 27.
Oh.
No, over there, 28 next door.
Oh, is ooh, whoa, ho-ho, yahoo. Russi just opened the
shades and
the
hit,
shades
hit
and
Jackie right now it. With the sun.
It's cold in here. Turn it up. Turn up that gas furnace over there in the wall.
Oh, you're talking about that,
Russ, it just frozen.
High Petter told me one time, I'll clean this up a little bit, but High Petter told me one time that he was talking about the late Mary Jane Gallagher, bless her heart.
Bless her heart. Uh-oh, it's going to be something good if it's bless her heart.
Well, anyway, he said he was talking to her on the phone, and there was a long pause, and Mary Jane says, oh, no, here comes the damn sun.
Oh, that doesn't work with a headache, does it?
Well, anyway, we're here at the Thoroughbred Center again, as usual. It's a beautiful day. It was just a little nippy. I'm talking to Lee Rossi right before the show over here. He's from Arizona, and I said, isn't this invigorating, just like Phoenix? He said, well, let me tell you, I was talking to somebody from Phoenix day 4 years today, and they said it was 27 there.
Oh.
And he says it very seldom gets down to blow freezing. And
tell you what's weird about that place. The air is thin, okay? I was sitting there.
Who needs fat air? Huh?
Yeah, right. But anyway, I was sitting there on one of those things where you sort of eat on the curb, and I'm behind some bushes.
Sounds like a homely person, a homeless person.
Well, anyway.
Did you have a sign holding up, we'll work for food or something? Go ahead.
I'm going to reach across here and smack the you-know-what out of him. Anyway, I was sitting there and I heard what sounded like a jackhammer right on the other side of that fence, and I jumped and I had to go look, and that thing was a good block and a half away. It is so noisy because the sound just travels forever.
Yeah.
Thought that was interesting. Other than that, everything's brown.
Yeah, no green or anything.
It's brown everywhere, brown and flat. And then you look out and you see some hills, nothing on them, a couple little sprigs of something growing out there. That was not my kind of country, tell you the truth. No. I don't care how warm it is.
Now you leave Kentucky, you're camping out.
That's right. Exactly.
Well, what we're going to do today, Alberta Davies, I finally chased her down, and she's going to stop in. She has been going, she trains here at Thoroughbred Center. Got a farm here, I think, it's down in Bourbon County. But anyway, I'll find out. But anyway, she's trains here at the Thoroughbred Center, and she's been going to Pennsylvania and running. And I tried to get her on last week, but she was going to Pennsylvania and couldn't,
It's not much that farther than Mahoning Valley.
I know. There's two tracks up there. She's one of both of them, Parks and Penn National. And Penn National races at night, parks us. Parks, yeah, it's daytime.
But that's where Adam Bowman is. I wonder if she rides Adam.
No, she doesn't. No, she's got one jockey that she rides up, but she was going to talk about that anyway. Oh, okay. But she won another one in last week on that trip, you know, I guess. And so I'm going to.
Well, it's been good shipping weather, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about ice and snow up that way.
If you're going to lean back and forth like that, you know, take the mic with you, will you? Or you're going to be fading in and out.
This is a hard old chair. Okay.
Well, anyway. Okay, well, Alberta's going to stop by. Davies is her last, D-A-V-I-E-S, not Davis, but Davies.
I'll bet it's pronounced Davis, because the county that's spelled like that is pronounced Davis. It's a Welsh name.
Well, she's not from here.
I think she is
from Pennsylvania. But anyway, maybe that's why she's going up there more. Okay, Michael Blowen, I guess, will be by. You never know when he's going to get here. Sometimes he gets here early. Sometimes he gets here late. Sometimes he doesn't get here. But he will. Steve Moody, they're running the Mr. Prospector Stakes. It's a graded stakes. I think it's a grade 3 stakes down at Gulfstream today. They're running a bunch of stakes down there with at least 3 that I know of. Anyway, he will be by. He's getting a new horse.
Touch Gold.
Touch Gold from over at Adina Springs. You know, a horse that, that's funny that Touch Gold won the Belmont Stakes, beating Silver Charm. And he's got them both there now.
Exactly.
One, two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they shipped yesterday, I think. I saw a picture on Facebook of them loading up at Adina Springs. So I think it's there.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a coup, I think.
Yeah, well, that's another tourist attraction.
Really, really famous horses he's got out there. Yes, it's a tourist attraction. It's wonderful.
So we're going to talk a little bit about, because everybody knows who Mr. Prospector was. You see him in every other pedigree of a horse in training like that, but maybe some of them have forgot what kind of a racehorse he was. He had a lot of problems when he was running. Didn't run at two. And, of course, Mr. Lazlecombe second bred him, sold him as a yearling. Then we got jackets and out. Once I'm going to do some Joe Palmer, and might do a little history. Might talk about Exterminator, old Exterminator. I found an old bit on Exterminator from American Racehorses.
Bones.
Forty-five, yeah. Yes, you're a famous weight carrier and so forth, one of the all-time greats. Okay, stakes races today. The Los Alamitos Futurity is a grade 1 race in California. It's got a field of 7 in there. Baffert's got 2, including Toes on Ice from the first crop by Arch. He's by Arch.
You think?
Took 3 covers to get him in 4.
Oh, that's funny.
I should have asked for that.
Should have passed on that one.
Yeah, okay. Then they're running the grade 3 Mr. Prospector with a field of 7 going in that. That's at Gulfstream. What else are running at Gulfstream today? They're running the Tropical Park Derby and the Tropical Park Oaks. Of course, Tropical Park was an old racetrack down there. I think it closed back in the late 50s.
Really?
Maybe in the 60s. I know the last time I was down there with a racing stable, it was still open. Tropical Park was. There used to be some high-class racing anyway. Boy, the big fields have a field of 12 in both of them. Both of them going a mile and a 16th. I guess that's the first derby of the year, the Tropical Park Derby.
I guess it is.
And then
when are they running it?
Today.
For 2-year-olds.
Well, they call it a derby, but it would be for 2-year-olds. I don't know.
It would be the last derby of the year.
Well, it would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah, said first.
Yeah, okay. It's for 3-year-olds, so it's the last one.
Last derby of the year, I'm right. Holy cow, it's this high math that's to get you. Get above 2 and...
And they're running the Queens County Stakes. Up at Aqueduct today, has drawn a field of 7. I guess Tommy Macho is going to be the favorite in there. He is by Macho Uno. Macho Uno. Okay, I'm down to doing commercials already. So let's do them. November 20 at Belmont. Did you see that two-year-old filly by Trap Shot? Her name's Alta Bell. She broke her maiden by 18 and a half lengths.
Holy cow.
Yeah, no photos there.
She looks, see her curvature of the earth. Yeah. It must the rest of the field.
Yeah, she looks like a runner anyway. Or maybe you watched Fish Trap Road win a maiden special at Belmont by 9 3/4 lengths. Then come back to run second in the Sleepy Hollow Stakes. And then there's Shoot Craps. I love that name. He ran second in a maiden special at Churchill, then set a course record going 5 furlongs at Belmont. Or how about Precious Audrey, win of her first at a Gulfstream by 8 1/4 lengths. All of the first crop two-year-olds by Trap Shot. Last time we looked, he had 18 two-year-olds to win a place, and they're picking up checks where they should at the major tracks of Belmont, Saratoga, Aqueduct, Churchill, Woodbine, Delaware, Gulfstream. That's where the money is. So no wonder his second crop yearling sold for up to $340,000 this year. Trap Shot, a graded stakes winner with brilliant speed. He's the son of champion sire Tappet, and he stands at Claiborne Farm. $10,000 to win a foal stands and nurses. Why don't you call Bernie Sams, 299-233-4252, and see the website at claibornefarm.com. Hopewell Insurance, founded November the 1st, 1955. That was the year I got discharged from the service.
Oh, it's been downhill ever since on the defense front. Shoo! That was before we even moved to Bourbon County.
Yeah.
Anyway, we weren't real happy with the insurance company in Lexington, so we thought it'd be a good idea to go local in Paris, and it was a great decision. We asked around, and the name that kept coming up was Hopewell Company. It's an independent insurance agency. That's the key. They don't work for an insurance company. They work for their clients. That's you. And they represent a carefully selected group of financially sound, reputable companies, offer the best coverage at competitive prices. See, how it works is Hopewell wants to keep you as a client, and the insurance company wants to keep Hopewell as a client. So when something happens, you don't have to fight the insurance company. Folks at Hopewell will give you a no cost, no obligation review in comparison of what your insurance is now. They cover everything for us. House, cars, barns, truck, farm equipment, liability, you name it. Give them a call. That's the Hopewell Company. Joe or Ted McLean, 859-987-2347. Or stop by the office at 820 Main Street in Paris. They'll do a great job for you. We guarantee it.
Well, the Clay Ord Ward Agency was founded back in 1931, and of course it provides the finest in equine insurance. It's been doing so for about 80 years, and the success is based on hard work and attention to detail and great service and thorough knowledge of the horse business, and those qualities are still carried on today at the Clay Ward Agency. So whatever your insurance need, if it pertains to the horse, the thoroughbred, well, the pros at the Clay Ward Agency are in a great position to supply the best coverage at the best price available. Give Shaq Parrish or Bruce Isaacs or John Hess a call at 987-1861. Or you can stop by the office at 1102 Main Street right there in Paris. It's on the right as you go down Main Street. You can't miss it. I'll also ask about what the services available over at Indian Creek, you know, where they've raised major stakes winners worldwide, and Indian Creek is the board horses and the sale horses. As a matter of fact, they got a nice consignment coming up in the January sale. We'll be talking about that in the next couple of weeks, and they do a first-class job. It's a gorgeous farm. It's a wonderful management, and if you're going to board horses, you couldn't go anywhere else and get better help, because they're just great people to do business with. Yeah, both at the Clay Ward Agency and with Indian Creek. You can't go wrong. Clay Ward Agency is number is 987-1861. Indian Creek is 987-7443. Or go to the website. That's IndianCreekKY.com.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center and Ursel Ellis.
Good morning, Michael. Blowing just staggered in here.
Just blew in.
Coughing in his
just blew in.
Coughing his grubby little fist.
Yep, that's it.
Formerly nice in here, cozy, huh? Nice. I feel like I'm in the Alamo.
Oh, that's true. People start shooting any minute.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, these adobe walls and everything. I'm going, wow.
So tell us about Touch Gold.
Oh, he's fabulous. He came on Wednesday, and he's really amazing.
They didn't have quarantine him, did they?
No, we quarantined him at the farm for a few weeks so they get used to it. But he came off
one of the best farms in Kentucky.
Yeah. Well, he and Alphabet Soup both came from.
Now I can see him if it went the other way.
I beg your pardon. I don't get any better.
Well, there was a picture of him shipping out from Edina Springs on Facebook. That's where I saw it.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah,
beautiful. My gosh, what a shine!
He's beautiful.
Does he have a winter coat yet?
I got to get a picture of him with silver charm somehow.
I know.
I can remember that race was a wonderful race. It was he ran by silver charm right at the end of Well, beat him a half a length right there.
Yeah.
I was rooting for him, too.
Well, let me ask you, though. He looked awful slick. Does he have a winter coat yet?
Yeah, he looks great. He's
fine. Oh, okay.
He's out in a paddock right next to you and I. And no trouble at all. He just gets out there and walks around, eats what's grass left in the paddock.
Oh, good.
Checks his water out, makes sure that it's defrosted.
Yeah.
And he's no trouble at all. So we're really fortunate that Mr. Stronach and Mike Rogers and his wife, Stacy Clark Rogers, and all those people decided to let us have...
because he's just 21, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, he's still charms age.
He'll be around a while. Well, yeah.
Yeah. I hope so. I hope a really long time.
Yeah. That's
so now we have the 1997 Triple Crown winners with two for Silver Charm and one for Touch Gold, and then we have the 2002 combo, too, because Warren's doing really good, and he of course, won the Derby and the Preakness, and we have Sarabu beat him in the Belmont. So we're thinking about every Saturday having some match races. Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer coming back playing golf. We could do that, can't we?
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, we're really, really lucky. And then Tracy Farmer... Tracy Farmer is going to donate Sun King to us.
Oh yeah,
and Lane Zinn's been great, and they're going to donate Stephen's Got Even.
I think
they retired him, and he should be coming sometime in January.
That's great.
Dr. Doug Byers turning over. Looking down.
Never mind. We have a closing tomorrow. And if I get my money, if we get a good check in the mail, I'll be able to go to the closing. No.
Don't look at me.
Well, you can knock off a liquor store on the way.
Whatever.
All's fair.
They'll never catch me.
No.
So if we
He'd drink it before he got home.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right about that. But I'd pull over by the side of the road, and then I'd walk home. I would never drink it dry.
Not in a long time, anyway.
It's been really good. And actually, we have a closing Monday
for
the property next door, an additional 47 acres.
Okay.
That's wild.
In fact, Lee Rossi and I were just talking. Lee was in – he's a very, very good developer and construction guy. And years ago when I wanted to put up a few buildings – on the property, we never could get the financing right. It wasn't a good time to do it, but I think we could do it now and put up a few houses there that people could come and rent out. Or
you were talking like townhouses.
Exactly. That would look just like the barn across the street. So, you look at it, it would look the same.
Didn't Bill want to look like our barn if you want to.
There you go.
Cracks in the wall.
Well, when we built our house, I went out on the farm out here. I went out to... Was it Captain Kirk? What's his name?
William Shatner.
William Shatner's place out here. And his place, now his house was black.
Yeah.
But to match the tobacco barns. But he had those posts across the front that go into a Y instead of like columns or sticks.
Right.
So I went out there and took a picture of that. And that's what we did because I wanted to look country but not ramshackle. That's
a very fine line.
It is now.
Yeah, it is now.
Now it's country ramshackle or ramshackle country.
But that's where I got the idea for our house. And I think it just blends in with the barns and the fences and all that. I just think that's
a really good idea. It was supposed to be a retirement home. One of these days I'll use it.
No, you won't. Forget about that.
No,
you passed that point.
Exactly.
Yeah. You never know.
Huh?
Well, like, now,
can you imagine him on a Saturday with nothing to do?
Oh,
oh my
crazy.
Goodness, huh?
Drive me crazy.
He'd be mowing in February.
That's exactly right.
Well, it could stand a little mowing.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
I haven't unhooked my mower yet.
Now, have you decided how you're going to divide that up? Will it be paddocks?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we kind of decided how we were going to divide that up, and what will there are going to be three very, very large fields.
Oh, that's good.
We've got run-in sheds, huge run-in sheds already put up over there.
Oh, good.
And the watering system will go in, and yeah.
Good.
Get the fences up.
You know, I was going to mention to you, this is kind of a little bit off the subject. You said you had a sinking spring improvement, one of those little pondy things that's within throwing distance of that thing, there'll be a cabin or the remains of a cabin. If you come across a foundation somewhere of stone, you'll know that's what that was.
No, we have a house. There was a house right there, and there's exactly that.
Oh, okay. They built the house over what the...
Yes, they built the house there sometime in the mid-1800s.
Yeah.
And at least that's what I'm told. And the interesting thing is that the footprint of the house is still there, and one of the buildings.
Oh, okay, yeah.
There's one stone building with that's still standing that was part of the original structure.
Yeah, well, we've got a sinking spring improvement in the back. And how many feet away is that, the foundation of that old cabin?
Oh, not 60 feet.
Yeah, because they wanted to get close enough to the water that they could get to it. But I thought about that when you
said found Indian head arrows and stuff down there, you know, because it's...
Indian arrowheads.
Okay, Indian head arrows.
Right. Maybe that retirement thing isn't such a bad idea after all.
A couple of skulls laying about.
Yeah. Some old Indian bones.
Yeah.
It was a rough bunch there.
Oh, jeez.
You know, you can't make a mistake on the air. Here's somebody pointing it out.
I've noticed.
That's why I'm here. I'm just doing what I was born to do.
Not only that, you do it 24 hours a day.
Somebody's got to do it.
Exactly. And that's what makes you the most interesting couple. People magazine should have made you the most interesting couple of the year.
Couple of what?
Most interesting couple. Well, 1 year, Zippy Chippy was in the list.
Is that
on
right?
The People magazine list, that's right.
Oh, that's
top 50
fun.
Most interesting characters of the year.
What do you think? What about Sports Illustrated?
Yeah. What do you expect?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Another reason not to subscribe to Sports Illustrated.
I know. That made me mad. I voted several times.
You know
times.
What? It doesn't make any difference.
Oh, it's like a Democrat.
It doesn't exactly. make any difference. It makes no difference. At least the Democrats get... Never mind. I'm going to be nice.
Look, come in here.
Here comes Matt.
Matt Howard.
Howard.
Came, he hadn't shaved lately.
No. But just for you. Just for you.
He's waiting for Kansas State to lose.
Hey.
And then he'll shave. He's not shaving until...
Well, he won't have to wait long. He'll be clean tomorrow, I guess, Sunday.
It's a brutal group.
Who's they playing this weekend?
No, we're waiting for a bowl game. For football? See,
we're not talking game. Football. Kentucky football season, always it's been over
it's
for
been
a long
over,
time.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
right?
been over for a decade.
Exactly.
You can make
you
that.
You such suckers. Every year
you
we
can
buy
make
it.
That pool. Yeah.
No, I didn't play in a D2 school basketball.
I saw him win the Sugar Bowl, though.
I went with Paul Isaacs to the Arizona State game last week.
Oh, good.
And boy, that team really looked good. The Kentucky team really looked good that day.
Second half, they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. for young guys, you know, they're so young.
They're not. They don't have a lot of meat on them. I mean, they're not gonna bounce too many people out of the post. You know, it's,
right.
But that, you know, Arizona State was an experienced team, and they had tough guys in there and a couple of really good players.
Yeah.
They just got tired. At the end, really tired.
Because
Kentucky never took their foot off the gas. It was a good game.
That's what I like. That's the kind
they're fun to watch. Yeah, they've got those.
When they walk that ball down the court coming back, I think that's a loser. Get up and go, you know?
They call palming 3 times in that game.
I know they do.
I couldn't believe it.
I haven't heard palming called in a decade.
Yeah.
Yes,
exactly. Everybody does it all the time.
Because everybody's saying, what's palming? What's palming?
It's a fad.
Yeah.
You know, I remember a year back when we had a bunch of yearlings for some people. We were getting ready for sales, and one of them, the vet says, you know, a horse came in a little off, a yearling did, and says, checked it out. It's a check ligament. Well, hell, it must have been some kind of a class somewhere. We're talking about check ligament. There were no more check ligament than
everybody came up with check ligaments. Every time a horse took a bit, it said check ligament. Oh, I was glad when that was over.
Yeah.
Oh, that drove me nuts.
A fad problem.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote an article.
He walked out of it in 2 days.
There you go.
But, oh, got to keep them up. Got to keep. Of course, then when you keep them up, they go nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want anyway, that. I'm glad that was gone.
Well, War Emblem's doing good.
Good.
Boy, what a handsome devil he is. He is such a good-looking horse. Very smart.
He didn't put his looks to use, though, did he?
Well,
they got a few for him.
You know, he won the Kentucky Derby, and he won the Preakness. He almost won the
Oh, I was talking about his sex life.
No, I know. I'm getting to that. You know, what else do these horses have to do? Holy mackerel.
Jeez.
Yeah, they got to be good on the track, got to be good in the breeding shed, got to be good here, got to be good there. Come on.
Yeah, well, I like them when they win their maiden.
He didn't like it, and that was the end of it.
I like it when they win their maiden.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got
a horse at the
bunch
farm.
Bunch of ours never did.
Right.
We had a horse at the farm that was 27 years old named Archie's Echo.
Yeah. Where'd you get that one now?
We got it for $200 out of a bad situation.
Oh,
anyway,
good.
Because we like to balance them out. I know we get a lot of attention for obvious reasons because of Silver Charm and War Emblem and such, Golden Alphabet Soup, and the great horses that we have there. But for every one of those, we'd like to get one that's, you know, not so great. And
save them.
Yeah, whatever it is.
If you don't like me, you get an Ursel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Matt said, for everyone like him, you get an Ursel. Oh,
that's a good analogy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
So, anyway, Archie's 27 years old, and 23 or 24 years ago, he beat my horse at Suffolk Downs.
Ain't that weird?
Yeah.
That's karma.
Yeah. He came in, he's got one eye bashed in. And But I'll tell you, he's gained over 150 pounds in just a few months, and he's looking pretty good for an old guy.
Well, good. That's excellent.
The Stride Right people give us those booties that really, really well.
Stride Right?
It's not Stride Right. It's something Equistride.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
They're those rubber boots.
Dr. Scholes. He'll
wear.
Have Dr. Scholes out there next.
And it holds in medication. So if you're using iodine or whatever you're using on, and it holds in the pads and everything, and boy, those things make a huge difference.
That's great.
It keeps their feet out of the dirt. And
Very good.
So he's wearing those.
Oops.
And... Oops means it's time for Ursel Ellis to do another commercial. Surprise, 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 surprise.
Well, okay, well, December 13, John Treasure, a 4-year-old son of Mizmas, ran second, beating just 3/4 of a length in a field of 14 in the grade 1 Longines Hong Kong Mile. Now, John's Treasure is bred by Judmont Farm, formerly raced as Sea Defense. I had a hard time finding him, but they changed his name, and he's won graded stakes and placed in another grade one race. Just got beat a half length in last year in another grade one, and he's earned over $1,316,000. Now, two others by Miz and Masses come off of close to winning grade one stakes this year. Flimby was second by a half length to Breeders' Cup champion Teppin in the grade one Just a Game. And Green Mass was beaten less than the length in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. Now, Mizzen Mass, aside 7 Grade 1 winners, and John's Treasure and Green Mass and Flimby, they're knocking on the door in the Grade 1 races. To compete at the highest level, look to Mizzen Mass. He's a Grade 1 winner. He's a Grade 1 sire. He's by Cozin. And his pedigree affords breeders an outcross to Mr. Prospector, Stormcat, and Bull Ruler Lion Mare. Stands for $12,500. Doing a full stands of nurses, and he stands at Judmont Farm. Why don't you call Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry at 859-272-7629 and see the website at judmont.com.
Everybody in the horse business knows about Sally Van Service. They've been in the horse hauling business for more than 6 decades. Number of breeding trips goes into the millions, and many of the finest thoroughbreds in the world have had a safe trip on a Sally Van. But did you know they can service your diesel at Sally Van or take care of your trailer, the whole rig? Give them a call, 255-9406. It's going to get cold and breeding season's coming up and fox hunting season's going on, and you need to be sure that you can get there safely. So they're in Lexington, and when it comes to moving your horse, you can always depend. Sally Van, tip-top shape, and the person behind the wheel is an experienced driver, an experienced horseman, and that's why for over 60 years, Sally Van has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
But Jim Hollis is a son of the emerging Cyrus Tisnow. He was unbeaten as a two-year-old, ended his juvenile season with a win in the Grade II Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes. Of course, that's at Churchill. Won his first start at three, going a mile at Gulfstream by seven. Came right back to win the Grade I Wood Memorial. That stamped him as a favorite for the Kentucky Derby. An injury ended his career, and they sent him to Windstar Farm, retired him there, where he covered 284 mares in his first two seasons as stud. And in 2015, his first crop yearling sold for up to $280,000, average four times the stud fee. Stands for $10,000 doing a full stands and nurses. Another of the big by the big horse sire, tis now standing at Windstar, is Grade One stakes winner Colonel John. Now, Colonel John ranks second only to Pioneer of the Nile among all third crop sires. Two of the top 10 candidates for the Kentucky Derby, greatest stakes winners Arrow Force and Cocked and Loaded, are by Colonel John. His stud fee is $7,500 due in the full stands and nurses. Inquiries to Kyle Wilson, Sean Tugel, Caroline Walsh, 859-873-1717. See the website, windstarfarm.com.
Now, back to horse tales with Ursula Ellis.
All right.
Well, I got to talk. I gave a little luncheon talk the other day to the Lexington Mounted Police annual banquet.
Oh, good.
They feed you?
Yeah, it was fabulous, too. It was at the Campbell House. They had a great buffet.
Good.
And it was a lot of fun, but one of the treats was I got to meet Bobby Maxwell. I'd never met him before.
Oh! Never met Bobby?
No.
Oh, Bobby's a great guy. Of course, he's one of the founders of Sally Van.
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. I got to thank him in person, which was really, really great because of all the stuff that, you know, Sally Van's done for us and a lot of other groups that are trying to move
the
source
they're
around.
Wonderful. Yeah. They really are good people.
Yeah, they're really great.
How was Dave?
Huh?
Dave Johnson.
Dave Johnson?
He's on the police.
He wasn't there, I don't think. I don't think he was there. Maybe he was, but I didn't see him. The chief of police was there, and it was really, really nice people who had a good time. So that was
they
nice.
Still
and
keep then, their horses at the horse park? They
I
did.
So.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Somebody told me they also had a facility over near the West 6th Brewery up Jefferson Street.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're getting a head nod over there from and it's not the goofy head nod, it's the knowledgeable head nod. Yeah, of course. They wouldn't want to haul all the way out to the horse park every day. That's a good idea.
Where is it down? Is it downtown?
Yeah. Jefferson Street, off of Jefferson Street.
Down there where all that brewery business is. Ooh, hard work. Yeah.
Brewery. On Jefferson.
We'll take you down there.
Down under the bridge, I guess.
And not much turnout space, I'll tell you that. You know?
Well, they're out all day. I guess they don't, you know.
I mean, how many do they have?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it, really, except that it's a really cool idea. And the horse park donated like $20,000 to their program for the year.
Good.
So that was nice.
Yeah. I remember Larry Walken, who was one of the founders of Turf Catering, had a nice stakes winner, horse that winner, the Lafayette Stakes out of Keeneland, back when it was for two-year-olds. May still be, but anyway. And he ended up there. I mean, it was a gilding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, it's a great program. And then the big news is the new DRF Old Friends magazine with Silver Charm on the cover will be coming out on Tuesday.
Oh, good.
They're delivering 20,000 copies on Tuesday.
Holy cats. We're delivering where?
To the office.
20,000? How much space does that take?
A lot.
I bet you. You going to sleep outside or are you?
I'm excited. I think this may be the best one they've ever done.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
Have you seen proofs of it? You seen them?
Well, you know, I saw bits and pieces as it went by.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the whole thing, but Barbara Livingston's picture, she has a picture of Silver Charm by himself on the cover that's just spectacular.
Oh, she's so
Where was
so
that taken?
At the farm.
At the farm? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
She is so good.
That horse, he goes up to the top of his paddock, and if I yell, "Hey, Silver Charm, we got guests on a tour or something," he'll just look up at me and go back to grazing, nothing. Then I'll say, "Hey, who's the greatest horse in the universe? And you can show these people you can still run a little." He picks up his head and he takes off.
Oh, that's funny.
Right to the fence. Boom.
And then he gets carrots.
And then he gets whatever he wants.
Whatever he wants.
He's the boss.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's great. What fun. I know the tourists are just agog.
I mean, it's been amazing. People have been coming. There hasn't been a day where we haven't had at least one group. Yep.
That's super.
We even have a group coming on Christmas.
Do you really? Mm-hmm. Huh. That's great.
He said, do you do tours on Christmas? I said, you want to come? I'll do a tour. I don't care.
Yeah. You coming over for dinner on Christmas?
Once I get this tour done.
Okay. Okay. That's a no.
No, it's not. To get the tour done, I say come early. I want to come to your house for dinner. The food is fabulous, and the company's great, with few exceptions.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be here, you'll miss me.
Well, Patrick can't come this year.
He can't?
It's a visa problem in Belgium if he leaves.
I got a visa problem in America, but I got a MasterCard problem, an American Express problem. I got another problem.
They have nine horses.
They have nine horses?
They're all up on 6th Street now.
They're all on 6th Street, mounted horses.
Nine of them. The police have nine horses.
Both stall barn, two paddocks, a big field.
Two paddocks and a big field downtown. And
an indoor training area.
And an indoor training. Where in the world is
that? I've got to see that.
West 6th?
Yep.
Is that where that guy had that farm for a long time on West 6th, remember? There was a guy downtown Lexington on the north end that had a farm right beyond Broadway.
It probably is. Yeah, I think that is it.
You go down Broadway, you hang around.
That's it. What was his name? I can't remember anything about it other than he had raised racehorses right downtown.
Remember the girl Dobie? What was Dobie's last name? Dobie Walker, was it?
I don't remember.
But that's who it was. But I remember that, yeah. But I didn't think it was that many acres sitting in there.
Not much.
Not much, but yeah. That was down there, and that's where they are. How fun. Yeah, isn't that weird? Right in the middle of downtown.
That is 6th Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 6th and Jefferson, evidently.
Right up the street from the beer joint.
Yeah, West 6th, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
beer joint.
Really?
So erudite.
You know they make cans now. They'll take they take the draft beer right out of the thing, and they put it in a cantry and then seal the cans. You get a giant can of beer right there. No, right at the brewery.
Yeah, so you can carry it out, I assume. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh?
Remember when beer came in jugs? I do. Back in the '50s,
they do it now too. They'll do those growlers.
We had a friend who was a policeman, and he'd get off work and he'd have a jug in each arm and he'd walk down the street and he called them bad names. I'm gonna drink you, and off he goes home. Yeah, he was a
you
cop.
Know, you can't have those screw on top. You can have the screw on top, but they have to put tape around it legally so you can take it out.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, okay,
yeah. Funny.
Till you get home.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know any more beer stories.
I know. I've got the beer thing down to pretty much for science, as you might have noticed.
Oh, that's
the beer
great.
Is fabulous. And they help us get all our beer glasses. So, you know, we now have an alphabet soup beer glass, and we have sell beer glasses in the.
That's super. I didn't realize that.
In the gift shop. Yeah, you can drink your Lubrizen out of a silver char beer glass.
I would think your Lubrizen. Now, Ursel drinks his Lubrizen out of a shot glass.
There you go.
So, you know.
No, I don't.
It's a plastic shot glass.
Is that what it is?
Yes, it is.
That's not what he thought it was.
Well, I just got a little mark on it that says table, you know, tablespoon. No, I never saw a shot glass that marked, you know, you can measure how much you've got in it. You know, you just fill it up and toss it down. That's what I'm
talking. He's been watching too many cowboy movies.
Yeah.
Where you can
hear that? A true shot glass has a line.
Well, that's one of these damn bourbon drinkers, okay.
I pour it over the line.
Yeah. Ressy, that's what Ressy means somebody, by over the line.
You know, somebody should make a bourbon called Over the Line.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good name.
Yeah, that is.
Remember when we wanted
to... We could put Ressy's picture on the bottle with an autograph there. You can talk about how great the Over the Line.
Remember when we wanted Van and Duel to name his place Teasers?
Yes.
That was a good name. Somebody needs to come up with that and
I know.
Put up pictures of all those old Teasers.
I know. I was talking to somebody about that the other day.
Is that right? I think it's a great idea.
There's a couple of buildings in Midway now that are available.
Yeah. Well, when we had Homewood Farm, we had a softball team there called Homewood Teasers.
Yeah.
They played like Teasers, too. They never got anything done.
Oh, I'll tell you who really beat them up with it. Gainesway girls team.
Yeah, that's
just beat the heck
just
out of them.
They banded after that and bruised their egos.
Oh my God, that's great. That is, now there's a movie.
This fella said, they've got some really big girls.
I think we imported half of our players from
it was
here.
Funny.
Really, We were next door to Mayweather.
They'd go out and pick up the poo in the paddock. So they, or the pasture, really bigger field than that, so they could, you know, run and slide on purpose. So.
I bet they put some back on first base after those girls started hitting them. Well, December 12th at Aqueduct, our caravan, a four-year-old son of De Hare, won a $63,000 optional claimer by widening 2.5 lengths, and at Laurel, Azuma Mura, a two-year-old filly from the first crop by Albertus Maximus, posted her second win. Our caravan, bred in Kentucky by Hare Forest Farm and sold as a yearling at Saratoga for $190,000, has earned over $303,000. He ran second in the Governor's Day Stakes at Delaware on September 12th after winning his first start of 2015, also at Delaware. He won the Calder Derby and ran fourth in the Grade 3 Discovery in 2014 after winning his only start as a two-year-old in a maiden special Gulfstream Park. Other 2015 stakes horses by De Hare include Mamduha, winner of the Correction at Aqueduct. She placed in the Grade 2 Distaff and the Grade 3 Vagrancy. She's earned over $325,000. Then there's Clothes Fall Off, second in a photo finish in Keeneland's Fort Spring Stakes, and Mouqual is placed in stakes in France. Azuma Mura, bred in Kentucky by Nosab LLC, won her career debut at Laurel, scene of her second win, and Albertus Maximus is also the sire in his first cup of My Heart Goes On. Never out of the money in five starts with a stakes win and three stakes placing. Grade 1 winner De Hare and Grade 1 winner Albertus Maximus both stand at Shadwell Farm. Why don't you call Stallion Manager Kent Barnes, 859-224-4585. Ask about breeding incentives and see the website, shadwellfarm.com.
Quillen Leather and Tack is a great place to do some last-minute Christmas shopping in Paris. They've got a lot of cute kid stuff, and you have a great grandson that's coming. We need to get over there and get them something noisy to irritate the parents. Yeah, I did exactly. That to Matt over there. He said, how long did you have that thing, the same stupid songs?
4 years.
He's still – finally you killed him, right?
You went to Goodwill.
It went to Goodwill. Drive those people crazy.
The toy or the son?
The what? I don't know. Anyway, a toy, I think. Okay, they've got collars for cats and for dogs. Of course, they're loaded with halters and stall plates and belts. Everybody around here, you got to get a belt with your nameplate on, a brass nameplate. It's really, really good. You know, they even have them for kids. They're 3/4 inch. They're $30.
The boys have them.
Yeah, his kids have them. It's just really cool. They run from an inch to an inch and a half, and they're really popular. You can't go to the sales around here if you don't have one on, in case you get lost. They have key tags, and they've even got pink for you little pony club girls out there, so you can get all that stuff. And Jingle Sleigh Bells, you can pick that up. And it's downtown Paris, along with Rooster Brew. Rooster Brew on Thursday nights has trivia night. Have you ever been, Michael?
No, I want to, though.
Yeah, I want to, too. After the Christmas carrying on, we're going to go. It's called Rooster Brew. Ralph Quillen.
All right, well, Galileo is regarded as the most successful sire in the world today. He sired well over 200 stakes winners. He's the sire of such champions as Frankel, New Approach, Cape Blanco, Australia, Found, Soldier Fortune, Treasure Beach, and Magician. Magician stands at Ashford Stud. Now, Magician was a champion at 3 and a champion again at 4 in Ireland. He won the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Turf in his only start as a 3-year-old in North America. And in his only start here as a 4-year-old, he was second in the Grade 1 Arlington Million. He won the Classic Irish 2000 Guineas. He won Group Stakes in England. And he earned more than $2,584,000. Now, in addition to being by the world's most successful sire, Magician's out of the stakes winning Absolutely Fabulous, daughter of Dane Hill's successful son, Mozart. Magician is a full brother to Outstanding, a stakes winner in Ireland, and placed in the 2015 running of the Grade 1 Belmont Oaks Invitational. And it's a farmer family steeped in Grade 1 winners and classic performers. Magician, $10,000 due in a foal stands in nurses, and he stands at Ashford Stud. First foals are due next year. Call the farm at 859-873-7088 and take a look at the website coolmore.com.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursa Lelis.
All right, I've got Michael Blowen here with me.
When you talk to Steve Moody, ask him who's going to be riding Tommy Macho in the Queens County Stakes today at Aqueduct. It says Javier Castellano, but he's named on a bunch of horses down at Gulfstream Park today.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
I'd be very interested to see who's going to get on Tommy Macho today.
All right.
My friend Charlie Pig retired a horse. He finished third yesterday. One of my favorite betting horses of all time, Cora Mesa.
Really?
Yeah. I think she only won one race in 20-something starts.
But she tried.
Not only that, she finished second and third and fourth all the time. I don't think she ever finished worse than, maybe once she finished, when they tried her on the grass, I think she finished worse than fourth.
Yeah.
But I made more money betting this horse back, in the trifecta. I'm really going to miss her. Cora Mesa, the queen of the losers. She was fabulous. They're going to breed her to Palace Malice.
Oh, are they? Mm-hmm. I thought they were going to send her over to Zippy Chippy.
I'm afraid
King of the losers.
Zippy may have the will, but he doesn't have the way anymore. Zippy's deal.
Zipped.
There's a guy that wrote a book about Zippy Chippy up in Canada. His name's William Thomas. And he sent me a copy of it, and we talked a little bit about it before, while he was writing it. And I thought it was a really nice book and everything. But,
oh, good.
It was nice. It was good and everything. But he sold it to Random House, and they're going to do a first printing of the Zippy Chippy book of 50,000 copies.
No kidding.
No, I'm not.
Holy cats. Well, if they publish that, Urs will get to write.
No, yeah, I'm exactly. Another loser, huh?
Whatever.
I always thought it would be a good book on losers, on famous losers.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Kind of a...
Horses that finished second in the Derby and,
I have a glass at home that has printed on it the last horse in every Derby.
I saw that. I think those glasses are great.
Yeah.
I think we have one of those horses, actually.
Is that right?
Well, we not only have War Emblem, who won the Derby in 2002, we have two of the horses he beat.
Oh, that's funny.
Easy Grades and Lusty Latin.
That's funny.
Is that right?
Do you have those things look at them?
What's
the
that?
Races?
Yeah.
You have the races where people can actually look? That's super. Why did I realize that he has left no stone unturned?
I'm sure I'm going out today and looking for unturned stones, so everybody better watch out.
All right. Look out.
Yeah, we got that closing tomorrow, and I got to get the money together.
You got to be careful what crawls out from under those stones.
You got one of those signs that says homeless, donate, and put a bucket out, and people.
I should put that with the horses.
Yeah,
I should put that horse out by the side of the road. One of them standing there with a little sign over his head, and maybe some sunglasses. maybe a white cane.
That's
right
funny.
By his side.
Really sad.
Yeah,
that would be great.
There, a little donation bucket there.
Well, if you do that, I'll get a Santa Claus suit and a bell. Not going to stand in front of Walmart.
You will? All right.
Don't ever make an offer.
I'm going to get a picture of this horse, and let me know when you're showing up at Walmart.
Oh, that's funny.
Well.
Well, it's great to see it, and... If I don't see you before Christmas, I'll see you on Christmas.
We're going to have – I got a ham. Ooh, I like ham.
Yeah.
Sick of turkey.
We had our party the other night. That was fun. We had our party. Equus Run let us have our Christmas party at Equus Run.
Nice.
How come we didn't get invited?
We're not a volunteer.
Oh, okay.
You should have gotten
volunteers.
Invited. Next year.
What the hell you call this?
I wanted to make sure that the first one was worth going to.
You don't think he's paying us to come on the air, do you?
Yeah, really.
That would be a day.
I should. If I had the money, I'd give it to
you. How long have you been coming on the show? How many years?
A decade at least.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, more than that.
That is
we've been in operation for 12 years. So where were we when we first went on? Which farm were we at? Alfred's?
We were at Albert's.
Alfred's. So we were over at Betty Sue's for a year and a half. So
but that was later. But
it was your Betty Sue's first.
Betty Sue's first.
Yeah, you were there.
Okay.
You were there.
I were at Betty Sue's? Yeah.
You didn't even have it started at that time.
Right.
You were working for the other outfit with an office.
Oh, the
over
TRF.
There.
That's right.
You
That's
were
exactly
for
right.
The
so 13 years?
I remember when I went up there for some reason. I don't know.
You
go on the second floor of that building right on the corner?
Midway.
Dan
Rosenberg's office now.
Is that where Dan is? Okay. Well, it's moved up in class.
I should say.
Is he bloodstocking or something?
Yeah, I guess. And he heads up the Thoroughbred Charities of America. In fact, I should give a plug for their season, their stallion auctions coming up.
I saw that. That's mm-hmm. after New Year's, isn't it?
Yes.
That's okay, because mm-hmm. we usually talk about it, but I couldn't put my finger on a date. I think they sent me something, but I can't remember.
Yeah, that's where I first met. Well, you did. The first time you came on the show was right in here.
That's right. I remember now. It's coming back to me now.
Yeah.
Not me.
It's coming back to me.
Did you take your Prevagen this morning?
That's when Missy was working there, Missy Kleck.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can't remember.
She's fabulous. She was really one of the great, you know, she taught me so much about how to do this. Whew. She's really, really smart.
Well, good.
Yeah. So, yeah, 12, 13 years now.
Yeah. Wow.
Yikes.
Yikes.
Right. Well, we hadn't been on the air much too long at that time. You know, I mean, we started doing a show. Who do we have in training at that time?
Tubby.
Well, we had Tubby in at that time.
Tackle eligible.
Okay. That was, and we had him in year 2000. That's when we started with Tubby. I believe it was.
Another open the hole and throw down the money.
He won me a julep cup.
Yeah, there you go.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And the Patriots still run that play.
Pardon?
Tackle eligible.
Yeah, yeah. They still run that play. Oh.
He was named for Hube Johnson.
Yeah.
Who played for the Senators?
No, the Redskins.
Redskins.
Yeah.
Okay. 1949.
He's got his own card, you know, his own football trading card.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun? He's got one in lucite.
His hands are like.
Oh, he's
huge.
A moose.
Yeah.
I know. He really is. Big guy.
I got to come over there. I got to get three waters for him in the next week or two. I got to go buy a couple.
Oh, they're the best. Those,
yeah, they are.
Those Vaughn and Waters.
Yeah.
You know, two ways.
He's such a big guy. He had. When he had the farm right down from us, he's over on
Paris Pike
now. Mm-hmm. But some guy came up in a delivery truck, and some of the trees brushed his truck. And oh man, he was some man. He got out. Hube came out. Oh, no problem.
Yeah, right.
True story.
Yeah, you know that Cleveland used to own that.
Yeah. That was Claiborne's home away from home.
Yeah. I sent a mare over there to breed to. Who did he stand there to?
Nice farm.
Pago was over there. He had some of his lesser stallions over there because I couldn't go to there. Great ones. But I got a steak when I bought a horse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All my mares.
All my mares, yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, Hube's a great guy. I love just going over there and talking to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
all right.
Every day. All right, I'm going.
Okay, good.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Jeez, yeah,
Merry Christmas. Exactly. This is your Christmas present, I believe it.
All right, well, second crop yearlings by Arch sold for up to $100,000 in 2015, and that was before Toes on Ice won the grade 3 Bob Hope at Del Mar. Go No Goal, they won the slideshow stakes at Remington. Toes on Ice, incidentally, goes today in the grade 1 Los Alamitos Futurity. Now add in the fact that Arch is out a dozen first crop winners and that Next Shares ran second in Saratoga's grade 2 $200,000 with anticipation stakes. And there's no denying that he's siring runners. His most recent two-year-old, Archer Nothing, broke his maiden on December 11th at Aqueduct. And that same day, Tia Floor won an allowance test over Turfway. Tia Floor, you may recall, and I certainly do, won a maiden special at Keeneland by 9 1/4 lengths, defeating Colts. Arch won grade 1 stakes going a mile and an eighth, and he represents a sideline noted for stamina. Arch, Chris S., Roberto, hail the reason. So that sure bodes well for 2016 when the distances stretch out. He stands for $7,500 doing a full stanza nurses. He's eligible for Spendthrift Breed Secure Program. And so just call Des Dempsey or Brian Lyle or Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030 and see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com. Lubricin. We've got to order some more Lubricin.
I know.
There.
We're on our last bottle. Again. Remind me of that Monday.
Okay, boss.
Because I'll call them up and they'll ship it.
All right. Well, it's a great product that they make it for horses, of course, but we use it. They make a product, Lubricin, for people too, and I tell you what, you know, you don't know whether it's doing any good until you stop taking it for
exactly.
a while, and then you can tell the difference. So that's
right.
That's important. Well, they also Reborn has two great products that I happen to believe in, and both of them were developed with Dr. Steve Alday, And both of them are endorsed by not only by me, which doesn't mean a thing, but by many owners and trainers and veterinarians. And both of them, incidentally, are all natural, test-free. Don't have to worry about the spit box. And Lubricin, just to put it simply, it sustains the integrity of joints fluid. And it helps reduce the cost of acid injections. Not that I'm going to take any acid injections or anything, but horses do. And trainers that use it, well, some of them include, well, Todd Pletcher uses it, and Tony Dutrow, and Jerry Hollendorfer, and Mike Maker, and that's just mentioning just a few of them that use it, you know. They also, as I said, they make it for humans, and it tastes real good, too. So I wouldn't worry about that. That's one of the first things I take when I get up in the morning. Now, Reborn is and breeding season coming up, foaling season coming up here pretty soon. And breeding season two, for that matter. And what Reborn is it's 100% sterile whole rock concentrated natural bovine colostrum. Safe, it's easy to use as a dietary supplement for horses of all ages, starting with foals. Now, you know, they're always running out of colostrum around here, so this would be a great supplement for you to use. And what it does, it strengthens the foal's immune system while it's nursing on the mare because of its high concentration of growth factors and antibodies. And actually does it, a lot of people use it for horses in training also because it provides a quicker recovery from physical challenges and so forth, protects them from getting sick. I know Charlie LaPresti used it, and he used it on a horse like Wise Dan. Kept him going for a while, didn't it? Now, for more information about these products, go to Lubricin.com. That's Lubricin.com or Reborn, Reborne.com. You can buy it at Old Friends. You can go to KBC in Lexington. Horse Sense over in Versailles. Three great products developed by Dr. Steve Alday, one of the nation's top veterinarians. Well, Cowboy Cal decided 15 two-year-old winners this year. Six of them have won a place in stakes. Simple Surprise won the Bolton Landing State, the Saratoga. Marquee Miss, the Arlington Washington Lassie. My Tail Aquafar won the Grade II Classico Grand Promesa. At Hera, the stakes placed at Churchill. Blue Ribbon placed in stakes at Delta Downs. Range Rider stakes placed at Zip. In addition, the three-year-old, Fear the Cowboy, won the three Chop Road stakes. That's at Gulfstream. Hat of Jacks placed in the Grade III ACAC at Churchill. A Cowboy Cow assigned runners, and that's why he's North America's third-ranked third crop sire. Cowboy Cal won stakes at 2, 3, and 4, won a place in 13 stakes, 11 graded, 4 grade 1, ran a mile in 133 flat the day he won the grade 2 Oak Tree Mile, and he earned over $1 million. He's by champion sire John's Causeway. You get a lot of run for your money when you go to Cowboy Cal for $5,000 payable when a foal stands in nurse. He stands at Pin Oak Stud. Inquiries to Clifford Berry and Nancy Stevens. 859-873-1420. See the website at pinoakstud.com.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursula Ellis.
All right.
First, there is something going on.
Here comes Alberta.
High school polo tonight at 7 o'clock and tomorrow at 11 at the Horse Park in the Covered Arena. The local high school team is playing a team that shipped down from Chicago. Alberta, do you like polo?
I can only ever watch it once.
Well, these are high school kids. Sounds like fun. Anyway, that's at the Horse Park. And, of course, let's see, Jockey Club requirement, reminder, unregistered yearlings and two-year-olds, you got to get it done by December 31st or you're going to pay the price. Late registration, $550 to $800 and $800 to $2,025. For two-year-olds, if you haven't registered them, you bozo, you need to do that.
None of ours are worth that.
I know, that's what I was thinking, out of my price range. Let's see, the only other thing I've got is at the Horse Park, they're having Southern Lights, and we're going tonight, aren't we? We're going to go early. Oh, he just fainted.
Okay.
You said we would.
Can we go out still light?
Yeah.
We could.
We said we could.
Well, that's not that we would.
Yes.
Difference between could and would, isn't
there? You want to eat, you're going to go.
Oh, okay, let's go.
We might pick up the boys.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Now he's throwing his kids in the crowd. So.
Oh, my God. Okay, we put them in the trunk.
Uh-huh. Anyway, the driving part's from 5:30 till 10. Let's see.
What's it, is
Monday
it
through Thursday is $15, $25, is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yeah. What?
It's dark by 5:30.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Phew, weird. Anyway, after the tour, now we're not going to do this.
Good.
But if you've got kids, you can park and after your tour and go to the park's main campus to visit holiday festival attractions. It's got the Kentucky Horse Park gift shop, craft merchants, seasonal, listen to this, exotic petting zoo, pony and camel rides. It's almost worth it to go for a camel ride. That just cracks me up. Anyway, there's stuff to eat.
Could you see me on a camel?
And all that
that'd
stuff.
That'd be the day.
That, I'd love that.
I wouldn't even smoke one.
Wouldn't that? That is too funny. Also going on, let's see. Well, that's about it. There's just a lot to see. It's very pretty. So take the kids, load them up, and it's kind of a tradition for a lot of people out here.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, let me do the top of the hour here. I'm going to get Alberta Davis on and see if she's got back from Pennsylvania. Well, Private Zone and Damon Legend, two of the fastest sprinters in the world, are both by Macho Uno. Private Legend's earnings are approaching $3 million. Damon Legend has garnered more than $2 million. Macho Uno passes on the brilliant speed that earned an Eclipse Award as a champion two-year-old and two earnings of more than $1,851,000. He also passes on world-class stamina. Mucho Macho Man won the Breeders' Cup Classic. Matter of fact, he came within a photo of winning 2 years in a row, and he earned over $5.6 million. Numbered among Macho Uno's 2015 stakes winners, beside the two I mentioned earlier, Tommy Macho. One of the grade three discovery and of over 363,000 Private Zone, bred and owned by Adina Springs. He's earned over $1,378,000 during the year. That's just during the year. And of course, Damon Legends has earned over $1 million this year. Bred in Kentucky by Colts Neck Stables, Damon Legend was sold for $385,000 as a 2-year-old in training sale. Macho Uno stands for $15,000 doing a full stands of nurses at Adina Springs, Kentucky. And, of course, that's the home also of his greatest son, Mucho Macho Man. He stands under the same terms. Mucho Macho Man covered a full book in his first season at stud in 2015, completed the season with a 95% fertility rate. That's pretty near 100%, isn't it? I wouldn't want that other mare. Inquiries to Cormac Breathnock or Jack Brothers at 859-987-1798. And see the website at adinastallions.com.
Hear this. Sports 1580 is available everywhere you want to listen on our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now. WWTF Georgetown, Lexington.
Am I going? Okay, here we go. First crop yearlings by Creative Calls sold for up to $400,000 this year. Nine went for $100,000 or more. Just as impressive is the fact that some of the best judges of horse flesh in the industry bought them. Call the folks over at Airdrie Stud and talk to them about that. And keep in mind that Creative Cause holds the distinction of defeating every horse he ever competed against. And his was a sterling crop of Bodemeister and Union Rags. I'll have another, and Painter, Handsome, Julian, Gemologist, State Charge Indy. Creative Cause, one grade one stakes is a 2-year-old, greatest stakes at three, placed in the Classic Preakness, and earned over $1 million. He's by champion sire Giants Causeway out of the grade one winner and Millionaire Dream of Summer, and he stands for $15,000. Live foal at Mr. and Mrs. Burton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com, and keep in mind that the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Now, back to Horse Tales with Ursula Ellis.
All right, well, we're starting the second hour of this mess now. And
welcome aboard, Alberta.
Yeah, welcome to the mess, Alberta.
Thank you.
Alberta Davis is, where's your farm anyway?
Bourbon County? Yeah, in Bourbon County in Paris.
Where?
Dr. Kaufman's old farm on Harrods Creek Road.
Okay, all right. It's on the other side. We live in Bourbon County too, but we live on Clay Kaiser.
Yeah. Okay. No, we're on the other side, towards Mount Sterling.
You over in the high rent district.
Yeah. Yeah. We're by Creekview Farm.
That's pretty fancy. Yep.
Yeah.
And Alapa.
Clear Creek. That's not Creekview, Clear Creek.
Creekview.
Creekview? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's...
It's by Preston Stables.
Yeah, that's Tolly Young's old place. Tolly, yeah. Yeah, of course, it belongs to Coolmore now.
Yes.
Ah, they're good neighbors.
Yeah, we're right down the road from them.
Oh, nice.
And that is a good...
We've got some fancy neighbors, too. If we're going to fancy neighbor each other.
Yeah, Johnny Ward.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Green Lodge or something?
Yeah, what's
that one's for sale?
Yeah, but they just want
I know.
I'd buy it. They just want $15 million for it.
No, you know? $12 million.
That's all. Come down.
Denali is close to us.
Call Hill Parker. He'll take care of that.
There you go.
Well, anyway, what got me thinking about Alberta is that she's too. Do you run anything at Turfway now?
No.
There you go.
She's been going to Pennsylvania.
Yes.
And you've been doing very well.
Thank you.
What's the last one you won? What was that thing you won just the other day?
Yolomon.
Yeah, is that the one you took up last weekend?
No. The one I took up the weekend before was Montanza Pass.
Okay. When it was last weekend I tried to get you on the show and you were leaving town.
Yeah.
Wasn't that last weekend or was that weekend
before
last?
That was the weekend before.
Well, time flies when you're having fun. Yeah.
Michael Bowen's friend, I think it runs Penn National.
Mm-hmm.
I think he said to mention that to you. He knows that guy. What's his name? Do you know? How come you go all the way up there?
Money.
Yes.
Money.
Yes. They're having
money was the comment, yeah.
Well, they're having the fall festival up there where they take all the money that's like the surplus. And they put it into the purses.
Wow.
Yeah. Now but there's another reason.
You won one Monday.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, what was the pot on that thing?
$30,000. Oh, that is nice.
That is a nice pot.
Winner racing for $30,000.
No wonder you're not going to Turfway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But what's the other reason? You started to say yet another reason.
I had a very good friend, and her name was Diane Janot, and she passed away in September. And I went up there for her funeral, and we're partners on some horses while we were.
Yeah.
And when I went back there, she's always wanted me to run in Pennsylvania. And when I went back there, I picked up a book.
Yeah, there you go.
And I couldn't resist.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, let me give it a try. Yeah. And it's worked out really well.
Yeah,
super.
I'll tell you what. Okay, you run at both tracks. There's Penn National and
Parks.
And Parks. Mm-hmm. So the last one you won was Parks, the most recent one.
Yes. That was Monday.
Yeah. That's this past Monday.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's here comes your
my husband.
Your lesser half.
So how long does it take you to haul up there?
11 hours.
Holy cats.
Good Lord.
But I leave a day and a half ahead of time.
Uh-huh.
So that by the time they get up there, they have like the whole day before the race to relax and, recuperate from the trip.
Wow.
And we do too.
Yeah, I betcha. Yeah. Wow.
I guess that was you were pretty edgy about going up there the first time, weren't you?
I was.
Yeah.
I was a little nervous. But we looked at the forms and... Those horses up there are just like the horses down here. And so if I can run against these, I can give it a shot and see if I can run against them.
Yeah.
That's a
good
idea.
And it worked out.
Yeah.
I'll keep going.
How long is there? Are they run through the winter?
No, they close Tuesday on December 22nd.
Holy cats. Yeah.
So I had one last shot to get in.
Well, good.
And I did it.
You got in you got in for Monday or Tuesday?
I got in for this past Monday, but I'm not going back now. I'm done.
Oh, you're through now.
I'm through now, and they reopen on February 13th.
Oh, that's not so bad.
No, but Penn National keeps going.
Oh, Penn National keeps going.
But Parks closes.
Now, Penn National races at night.
Yes.
Yeah, and Penn's during the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute.
Parks is during the day.
I mean, Parks during the day.
And Penn is at night.
Yeah.
Okay, now what city is Parks?
Bensalem. It's right by Philadelphia.
Okay, that's sort of Philadelphia. Where's the other track? Pittsburgh?
Grantsville.
Where in the world?
It's around
down Harrodsburg, yeah. PA. Okay.
And that's actually 2 hours closer to me.
So. Oh, it is?
Yes.
Well, that's good.
Is either one of them the old Liberty, what they call
that's,
it?
That's Parks.
That's Parks?
Yeah. It used to be Philadelphia Park.
It used to be Keystone.
Liberty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it used to be Liberty, then it was Keystone. Okay. Then they changed it to Philadelphia Park, and now it's Parks.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's had a bunch of name changes, but it's still the same track.
Yeah.
How is it?
It's beautiful there, and everybody is very nice. Like Sam Elliott is the racing secretary, and Chris Forbes is in licensing, and they're all very, very nice.
Good. Yeah. They don't automatically test you like they do in Ohio?
No. No, it's not like that. But a lot of those people up there know me because that's where I come from.
Oh, okay.
And so there's a lot of the same people that are there.
Yeah.
I've just gotten older, and I've gotten better.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I have never seen you that you weren't put together.
Thank you. I mean,
I show up in the morning sometime, and you can't find my eyes, and you always look nice.
Thank you. All the time. I try.
I mean, really. You know, you look great. Gee whiz. What time do you get up to?
What do you think I invited her over here?
Thank you.
So how many have you got in training?
11. And then I have one, the pony horse. So we have 11 that are in training.
Okay.
Oh, that's
and I give a lot of credit to the guys and the girls in the barn, because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be doing right now what I'm doing.
Well, you've got a farm to do before you come here.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. But we have a farm manager, and he does a great job. And so I can pretty much, you know, let that go, and he takes care of it.
Yeah.
But here, a lot of the credit goes to the guys in the barn.
Now, do you breed,
my vet.
You breed your own?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He does all that.
Oh,
my
okay.
husband.
Okay. Picks all the matings.
He picks it all.
Yeah.
And then it's up to me.
Then it's up to you.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
So, well, you can blame each other.
Yeah, there you go.
That's perfect. I think that's excellent.
Why? She always just blame me.
Yeah.
I blame him a lot of times.
Who's the idiot that bred the... Yeah,
there you go.
You got to be real careful with that.
Yes. But now... I'll take the credit here.
There you go.
Funny.
You wouldn't have known the jockeys or anything up there. How did you latch on? Do you ride the same rider whenever you go up there?
Yes, Michael Sanchez.
Okay.
And I kind of picked him blindly. And I mean that. I just kind of closed my eyes and picked him. And it just worked out.
Yeah.
Because I was supposed to have a rider from here. And he was supposed to go up there. And at the last minute, the day we left, the first time we went up there, he said he couldn't go.
Yeah.
And so that left me without a rider.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I went through the list of riders, and I just happened to pick Michael Sanchez. And I talked to his agent, Joe. And since then, me and Joe Hampshire have become really good friends. And he has helped me tremendously up there.
He's rode all those winners for you?
Yeah, yes, every good. One of them. Yeah. Except this last time. Frankie Pennington rode them on Monday.
I know a couple of the riders up there. I know Adam Bowman.
I was going to say Adam Bowman is up there.
Jackie Davis.
Yes.
Yeah, both of them graduates of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam rides all long shots.
He just had a baby.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Oh,
you know,
he's
his
got
wife
that
did.
Baby.
Yes.
Well. That baby is all over Facebook.
I know.
I mean, I it's know. So cute.
He was, you know, when he was here in the school, you know, I mean, he was tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I asked him one day, Adam, what do you weigh? He says, 94 pounds stripped.
We'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm good.
94. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, well, he's come a long way since he was down here.
Yeah.
And he was also at my girlfriend's funeral.
Oh, when, was he?
Yes, yeah. And because he knew her and he rode for her.
Yeah.
And I would have used him when I went up there the first time, but he was in my race. So
right.
Yeah. Well, that's too bad you missed that.
Talk about he somebody ride, try. You know? Well, he can ride and he tries.
Yes.
Yeah, you
he gets
know
so
you're
tired
going-
of those, you know, fold-up guys. That's not fun.
No.
Well, Jackie tries too, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course. She's good.
Yeah, she's a cute little girl, too. Yeah. I probably rode her.
How many have you run up there?
I've gone up there 5 times.
Uh-huh.
And I've got 3 wins and a fifth.
Oh, that'll work. That's good.
Yeah.
That's 60%. Shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to take care of Claiborne. Hang on a minute. Well, November 12th at Belmont, did you see that 2-year-old fill up a trap shot? Her name's Alta Bell, broke her maiden. She was by 18 and a half lengths. She's a runner. Maybe you watched Fish Trap Road win a maiden special at Belmont by nearly 10 lengths and come back and run second in the Sleepy Hollow Stakes. Then there's Shoot Craps, love that name. He ran second in a maiden special at Churchill, then set a new course record for 5 furlongs at Belmont Park. Or how about Precious Audrey, winner her first start at Gulfstream by 8 1/4 lengths. All first crop 2-year-olds by trap shot. Now, the last time we look at 18 2-year-olds to win a place, picking up checks at the major tracks, Belmont, Saratoga, Aqueduct, Churchill, Woodbine, Delaware, Gulfstream, that's where the money is. No wonder a second crop yearling sold for up to $340,000 this year. A trap shot, a graded stakes winner with brilliant speed, and a son of champion Sire Tappet stands at Claiborne. $10,000 doing a full stanza nurses. Call Bernie Sams at 859-233-4252 and see the website at claibornefarm.com. LexHorseFarms.com, that's Hill and Reagan Parker. You know Hill, don't you? Hill Parker?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, isn't he and his lovely bride are in the real estate business, have been for over a dozen years now, and they're real horse people, and they help real horse people. So if you're selling your horse farm or you're going to buy a horse farm, they're the people to get in touch with because they're just great people to do business with to begin with. And if you're looking for a farm, well, they'll help you find a perfect farm just for you, and they'll keep going until they do find it. They've got a variety of places for sale. Here's a, oh, yeah, you were right, $12 million, a place over our neighbors over on Clay Kaiser. 570.
That's pretty good for having us for neighbors.
Yeah, they'd probably go for 15 if we weren't there. But it's it's a 7-bedroom, 10 bathrooms. Now, why in the world would you need 10 bathrooms? Well, maybe they've got a problem. I don't know. But well, anyway, it's 9,500 square feet on 270 acres, and it is a beautiful, beautiful farm. You used to ride, Bob.
Yeah, when they were developing it, we'd go. You know, we're real close. We just tack up and go down the road and ride on it. They let us ride back in there, and it is gorgeous. They had a, like, 1790s house brick back there, and they redid it without losing the you know, beauty. They restored it rather than, and then they built a chapel.
Yeah, you got their
so
own chapel.
So you can have your own church. You can schism right out of wherever you're going and start your own.
Yeah.
Huh?
You can have weddings there.
You could have weddings. Hey. She's right. You could have weddings there.
Funerals?
Divorces?
Well, anyway.
It's a it is stunning. It is. But
why don't you go to their website? It's LexHorseFarms.com. LexHorseFarms.com. Great website. They've got farms now in Bourbon, Fayette, Jesmond, Woodford, Scott, Clark County. Outstanding variety of location sizes and prices. You don't have to spend the $12 million if you don't want to. And
better hurry because the interest rates are going up.
Yeah, they did.
I don't think if I paid $12 million for a house,
I'd worry about interest rates.
I'd worried about 0.25% of the interest rate. Nah.
Well, anyway, their website is LexHorseFarms.com. That's Hill and Reagan Parker at 859-608-8039. And let's see, who have I got to take care of? Oh, got a new stud horse over Crestwood. Jack Milton, grade one winner. He's by the immensely popular Warfront. Going to stand his first season at stud in 2016 at Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm. The only grade one winning son of Warfront to enter stud in 2016. Jack Milton is going to stand for $6,500 due on the foal stands and nurses, and he is eligible for Crestwood's Share of the Upside program. You may receive a lifetime breeding right. Jack Milton brings a lot to the table. He won Keeneland's Grade 1 Maker's Mark Mile. He won the Grade 3 Transylvania Stakes at Keeneland. He won the Grade 3 Poker at Belmont, placing 6 more stakes, 5 graded, 3 grade 1. He earned over $853,000. Won his career debut, ran a mile in 133 flat, second best among all stallions, retiring in 2016. He registered a Rogozin of 2. The only son of Warfront to equal this was the Factory. You know how fast he was. In his 6 stakes placing, 5 were graded and 3 were grade 1. He was never beaten more than a length. in any of those six races. His full sister won great at stakes, and there are nine stakes horses under his first dam alone. Terrific pedigree. Call Crestwood Farm. Better call now, 859-252-3770, and see the website, crestwoodfarm.com.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursula Ellis.
All right, I'm talking to Roberta Davies, and your boss husband over there is in charge of the breeding and everything over there. Who you all got breeding to this year? Don't know yet.
I don't.
One of those last minute jobs. Huh?
Yeah.
So do you?
Usually how
you just train your own?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. With partners.
We also sell.
Well, yeah. Oh, you sell too.
We sell at the
camp. How many mares you got?
Oh my! More than I need to know.
Is that right?
We probably on the farm right now. There's probably about 50 horses.
Holy cats!
50 horses.
So you got weanlings.
And broodmares
and
the retired ones.
Oh, yeah, we keep retired. That's what we got. And
you want some more retired ones? We got some.
Oh, no.
I'm going to have a raffle and give mine.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, I did.
I don't think anybody won't. I think they're going to.
A raffle might not be a bad idea.
Tell us about who?
Emeralia.
She bred a 2-year-old that ran in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf.
You say that to Roberto.
They didn't hear him.
Oh, brother. Numeralia. Uh-huh. It was in the Breeders' Cup.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember seeing that. Yeah.
I bred her.
Oh, good for you.
Your name is on the papers.
Yeah.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I was there with her in the paddock and everything.
Oh, were you? Yeah. Fun.
Yeah.
Oh, that is nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
I delivered her.
Yeah. Wow.
Me and Dr. Torres delivered her.
Do you still have
the mare?
Mare?
No, I've recently sold the mare.
I'll bet you. Get it while you can. Torres, is he at Parks?
No, he has his own practice.
Oh, okay.
Victor.
Yeah. Oh, okay, sure. I'm sorry.
Look at him.
Yeah, practices out here mostly.
I call him doctor. She's the only one I've ever heard call him doctor. So.
Okay, gotcha. Wow, that's a lot of horses.
I owe a lot of this all to my husband and to Dr. Torres because they never stop believing.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you reduced to racing the Turfway now.
I think
and national and there's fairgrounds and there's also Florida.
Oh well.
Oh, so you're going to take some horses and go south? No,
I'm going to be the gypsy and I'm going to ship back and forth.
That's holy cats!
Do you drive your own down there?
Yes, sir.
Oh my goodness!
Holy cats! How long does it take to get the Gulf
Fairgrounds?
Stream?
It's 15 hours.
Holy cow. You're going to put a lot of mileage on. Lucky for you,
he just bought a new truck, so we're good.
Okay. If you keep driving like that, you're going to buy a new truck about every 6 months.
What you get? I love trucks.
It's a, what is it, a 2000? It's a 450.
A 450. So how many horse van have you got?
Well, we have a 2-horse, and then we have a 5-horse.
Oh, so. Okay.
It depends on what we want to
where
take.
You're going.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is it a slant load, the 5-horse?
Well, it's just a regular gooseneck, you know, with the... Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's box stalls in there.
We can make 3 box stalls.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
You can make 3 box stalls and then make slots for
who
5.
Does the driving? You or he or...
Sometimes it's him and sometimes it's Paul Meyer.
Okay. Paul used to train out here?
Yes, for Mrs. Perkins.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
what?
Now
Paul Meyer used to train out here.
Oh, sure.
For Mrs. Perkins.
For Mrs. Perkins.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's
and
good.
He's my daughter's trainer now.
Is that right?
Yeah. And so.
Where's your daughter?
She does bow racing and all that stuff. And
where is she located?
That's a good girl.
She's on his farm.
Okay.
She lives over where by the castle.
Oh, okay.
And she goes over there, and she has her horses with him. And
who is him now?
Paul.
Oh, okay. I didn't know Paul had a farm.
I didn't know he did barrels and stuff.
Yes. Well, that's how he came into thoroughbreds, is he was big into reining.
Oh.
And then he transitioned over to thoroughbreds. And so she, you know, started talking to him, and he took her under his wing.
Nice.
And so... it all kind of worked out. And now he's my, when my husband can't travel with me, he's my traveling partner.
Well, that's great. That works out.
Yeah.
Did you ride when you were a kid?
Yes.
What?
Thoroughbreds.
Oh, okay. Gallop. In Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Did you show any or fox hunt any or?
No.
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 No, racehorses.
I just did racehorses.
Holy cats. Did your family do racehorses?
Yeah, my father was big into racehorses, and we were kind of like born into it.
Oh.
And that's where I met my husband, at the racetrack.
That's great.
Is that right?
Racetrack romance.
Yeah.
Oh, sounds like a story. He's fine. They can't hear him. Just, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but that's how I met my husband, at the racetrack. And
that's great.
Mm-hmm. And back in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, and then we came down here because we had, you know, bought a horse farm and we had all of our mares together. And that's how it all started.
Oh.
And now I get to go back home every once in a while and try and win a race. And it's been pretty good lately.
Yeah.
Now, the one track, oh, you're going south from now on, yeah. How long does it take you to get to Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just 15 hours?
Yeah.
Tampa, though. Oh, Tampa, not South Florida, of course.
Yeah, but
that's another 2.5 hours or so down to Tampa, from Tampa to Miami, isn't it? More? Sounds like a horse of experience. He said more than 2.5.
Yeah, I'm looking, you know, at different condition books to see where my next step is.
Yeah.
We're taking baby steps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. That
well, you know, like people used to rest your horses during the old times, you know, back when I was first came around, you know, a lot of people just would
fold
put them aside.
Yeah.
Yeah, fold up their tents and rest them.
Well, that's because the things they hauled them in looked like wooden garbage trucks or something. I mean, we've got some pictures of old Dixiana.
Yeah.
Those things. I mean, I wouldn't take a horse very far in those things.
No.
And then it was 35 miles an hour. It was flying back then.
Wow.
So it'd take you forever.
I was going to say you'd never get there.
Never get there.
It makes me sound like I'm 150 years old. Don't you?
I didn't want to talk about you. I was talking about their old vans. Jeez.
If you keep winning races like this, they can buy a new truck every
year.
Yeah,
there
right.
you go. Yeah.
That's the truth.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to let you go.
Okay.
And
thank
I appreciate
you for coming over. It's fun talking to you.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I don't envy you going driving that far, though. My God.
No, but if it pays off in the end, I'm all right.
Oh, yeah, it's fun.
We used to haul up to Bewley Park and come back with our ears pinned back, you know. That's the longest trip in the world.
Yeah.
You go up there running for those $2,000 pots
and
then run out of money.
Yeah.
But the trip is a lot shorter home when you win.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Giggle all the way. We'd come back running in the last race and win. Giggle all the way back home.
Yeah.
We came back once when we were in that barn right there. It was about, God only knows.
We used to have barn 15.
It was it was late. Walked in and flipped the lights on and there's a skunk.
Yeah. I used to be in barn 21. That used to happen to me too.
Yeah. I mean, you're
so
tired.
Family.
Yeah. You're so tired and you just want to put up and go
home
and go to bed and there's a skunk.
Yes, or three or four.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Yeah.
The family of skunks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, have a wonderful trip. I just think that's a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun. It's been really bad a couple times too, but I'm enjoying these last 2 months.
Yeah, you'll have to keep your winter clothes here and carry some summer with you.
I know.
And
the weather up there is warmer, and so I don't ever know what to pack.
Right.
Because I don't know if it's going to be cold or if it's going to be hot. And so
the wind picture is going to be pretty funny if you forget your warm clothes. So.
Well, when I was up at Penn, I was freezing to death because I didn't bring the right clothes. And the people up there were like, "Do you want my coat?" And I was like, "No, I'm okay. I'm good." And then after the race, when I won, I was really warm.
This is great. I love it. Well, good to see you. Come back.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas
to you.
Absolutely.
December 13th, John Treasure, 4-year-old son of Mizzen Mass, ran second, beating 3/4 of a length in a field of 14 in the Grade 1 Longines Hong Kong Mile. John Treasure, bred by Judmont Farm, formerly raced at Sea Defense, incidentally. He's won graded stakes. He's placed in another Grade 1 race. Just got beat a half length in that one. And he's earned over $1,316,000. Now, two others by Mizzen Mass have come close to winning Grade 1 stakes this year. Flimby went second by half length. to Breeders' Cup champion Tepin in the Grade 1 Just a Game. And Green Mask was beaten less than a length in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. The Ms. Mask, of course, he's already sired 7 Grade 1 winners in John's Treasure, Green Mask, and Flimbia, knocking at the door in Grade 1 races, and you know there's going to be more of them. So if you want to compete at the highest level, look to Mizzen Mask. He's a Grade 1 winner himself. He's a Grade 1 sire. He's by Cozim. He has a pedigree that affords breeders an outcross, a Mr. Prospector, Stormcat, and Bull Rule of Line mares, and he stands for 12,500. Don't have to pay until the foal stands in nursery. Stands at Judmont. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fried, 859-272-7629, and see the website at judmont.com. Well, the second richest stakes race run in North America last weekend, it was the $250,000 Remington Springboard Mile, and it was won by a horse raised on Macaulay products. The winner was the 2-year-old colt, Discreetness, bred by Trackside Farm and Ten Lane Farm, raised at Trackside. That was the 192nd stakes won this year by horses raised on products from Macaulay Brothers. That's a winning percentage of 24%, right at one in every four. But not only that, of the 108 Grade 1 stakes are going to run this year, in 2015, the horses raised on Macaulay products have already won 34 of them, and that's a winner's percentage of over 31%. That's remarkable. The folks at Macaulay Brothers are proud to serve as many of the finest horsemen in the world. Well, so why don't you add your name to the list? Just call Mike Warren or David Longmire at 859-873-3333. Have a chat with them. Be sure to ask about the free services that come with every bag of feed you purchase. The website is MacaulayBros.com. The office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. And you're always welcome. Macaulay Brothers, that's where, my friends, it's all about the horse. Daily racing form. Sunday editions now on your newsstand. Of course, you get your Saturday editions, too. And but anyway, in the Sunday edition, John Sparkman's got an article on there. He's writing about the influence of Northern Dancer on racing and breeding in Hong Kong, as a matter of fact. That's kind of fun. John Nevels is writing about the 2015 year in sales. He's reviewing the year. There's a column in there by Jay Hoday. He's always one of the best. Of course, past performances of Aqueduct and Laurel and Gulfstream, Parks, Fairgrounds, Tampa Bay, and Turfway Park. That's the Sunday edition. Now, if you go every Tuesday, you get the daily racing form breeding results of the most comprehensive stakes report available anywhere for owners and breeders. What they do provide details of a black type of stakes in all of North America the preceding week, including pedigree, detailed progeny reports, female of the female family, information on the winning sire, and that comes out every Tuesday. What you need to do is to sign up for the Daily Racing Form breeding update, and here's how you do it. You just go to the website and go to drf.com/breeding update and sign up today. Daily Racing Form, it's racing's Bible.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursel Ellis.
All righty. I'm tired. Yeah, okay, but that didn't going to take long. Ressie's reminding me what I've got to do right now. Didn't run a whole lot of stakes this past week for some reason. The big one, of course, was the Grade 1 Starlet Stakes out at Los Alamitos. Can't get used to them racing at Los Alamitos. Last time I was out there, they were running quarter horses exclusively. But anyway, the winner of this $300,000 Grade 1 event was Street Fancy, a 2-year-old filly by Street Sands, bred by Hunter Valley Farm. Then they ran the Grade 3 Rampart Stakes. A Ram Parker, daughter of Trace Call, out of Boat by Man of War. I remember, and she was bred by Harry Scott over here in partnership with Sam Riddle. And she was a very good race mare. Raced forever. She raced up through her 6-year-old season. And she went on to be a very good stakes producer, Rampart did. Well, anyway, the race it was named after, it's a Grade 3 event, won by Carl Starr. It's a Street Cry filly bred by Bezalou Stables. Moving right along, slowly. The $250,000 Remington Springboard Mile, we were just talking about that. Discreetness won that.
a two-year-old colt by Discreet Cat, bred by Trackside Farm and Ten Lane Farm. Remington Park says She's All In Handicap was bound by Cassatt. That's a two-year-old, no, she's a four-year-old filly. She's by Tappet, bred by Mount Brilliant Farm over on the Russell K. Road, right across the road from Dixiana. It's where I was born and raised. And let's see, over in Dubai, the Dubai Creek Mile was won by La Bernardini. No, they left the eye off of it, didn't they? La Bernardine. A six-year-old horse by Bernardini, bred by Mike Rutherford. Mike owns, I wonder if he still calls it Manchester Farm. Does he?
Yeah.
That's Matt Howard saying that. How the hell do you know?
Because Mike Rutherford was a good, good friend of the late Robert Gentry, who I used to manage the farm for.
So oh,
I
know okay.
Mike Rutherford really well.
All right. Well, anyway, I remember when it was owned by Duval Healy. I was very fond of Duval. He was a funny guy. I remember he bred a stakes winner down at Arkansas one time. I bumped onto him at the Thoroughbred Club of America back when it was down in the Springs Hotel, which is no longer there anymore. What'd they put in there when they tore that down out?
No, another drugstore. South Broadway.
Is anything there?
It's a Rite Aid.
Another drugstore.
A Rite Aid?
Rite Aid.
No, my goodness.
Okay.
Now they're gone from the Springs Hotel to the Rite Aid. But anyway, in the basement over there used to be the Thoroughbred Club of America. And I was talking to Duval over there one day, and this thing had won a stakes down at Arkansas. It was kind of out of a nice mare, but it was off-bred by a horse I never heard of before. And I said, Mr. Healy, how in the world did you send a mare to that horse, you know? He says, oh, Ursel, says, I worked for weeks on that. It's a burning the midnight oil. Says, I finally decided, I looked at all the bloodlines and all the available studs around here, and says, I sent that mare to him. Lying in his teeth, he bought the mare in foal canter.
Yeah, of course.
But he made a good story out of it.
Yes.
He was a fun guy. He was a fun guy. Anyway, all right. Let's see, what else have I got? Oh, I think I've already done the stakes races done today. Want to do a set here and see if we can get Mr. Moody on? Let me do a set of commercials here. While we're doing the commercial, we see if we can get in touch with Steve Moody. December 12 at Aqueduct, our caravan, a four-year-old son of Day Hare, won a $63,000 optional claimer, won by 2.5 lengths. And at Lawl, Azuma Mura, a two-year-old filly from the first crop by Albertus Maximus, posted her second win. Our caravan, bred in Kentucky by Hare Forest Farm. Sold his yearling at Saratoga, bought $190,000, and he's earned over $303,000, so he's paid his way. $303,300. Ran second in the Governor's Day Stakes at Delaware back in September after he won his first start in 2015, also at Delaware. Won the Calder Derby the year before, ran fourth in the Grade 3 Discovery after winning his only start as a two-year-old in a maiden special at Gulfstream. Other 2015 stakes horses by DeHare include Mam Duha. She's won the Correction at Aqueduct, also placed in the Grade 2 Distaff and the Grade 3 Vagrancy, earned over $325,000. Clothes Fall Off, second in Keeneland's Fort Spring Stakes, and McQuawell in France. Azuma Mura, bred in Kentucky by Nosop LLC, won her career debut at Law, scene of her second win. And Albertus Maximus is also the sire in his first crop. But My Heart Goes On, never out of the money in 5 starts, with a stakes win and 3 stakes placing. Grade 1 winner DeHare and Grade 1 winner Albertus Maximus stand at Shadwell Farm. Call Stallion Manager Kent Barnes at 859-224-4585. Ask about breeding incentives and see the website shadwellfarm.com.
Public auction prices, pedigree statistics, and more, all included for $275 per year. Visit Brissett.com/APR and discover why the APR has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations, and why a new generation is using APR online.
Well, December 13th at Remington, Bellamy Road came within a head bob of winning two stakes, of signing two stakes winners. Bella Patella, a three-year-old filly by Bellamy Road, won the UC at stakes by a comfortable 2.25 lengths. And Dora Danza, a two-year-old filly by Bellamy Road, was beaten ahead in the trapeze stakes. 2015's been another good year for Bellamy Road. He's signed 6 stakes winners. 5 others have placed in stakes. Among his 6 stakes winners, you'll also find Constellation,
winner of Aqueduct Furlough Stakes and placing the Grade 1 Spinaway and the Grade 2 Matron at Belmont. Blue Line Bell, winner of the Blue Northern Stakes and placed in the Grade 3 Cindy Rita, both at Santa Anita. She's a big winner. Winner of the Sweet Life Stakes and placed in the China Doll Stakes. Two more stakes at Santa Anita. Another two-year-old, Land Over Sea, placed in the Grade 1 Chandelier Stakes at Santa Anita and in the Grade 1 Del Mar Debutante. General Bellamy is placed in the Grade 3 Jerome, with others placing in stakes at Belmont, Aqueduct, Saratoga. Bellamy Road won Grade 1 stakes. He's a Grade 1 sire. He stands for $7,500, doing a full stanza nurses. Call Carl Wilson, Sean Tuggle, or Caroline Walsh at 859-873-1717. See the website, WinstarFarm.com.
Now, back to Horse Tales with Ursula Ellis.
All right, well, I believe I've got Steve Moody with me, the author of numerous handicap receipts, but specializing right now in the Gulfstream Park. And you can buy that. It's published by BRIS, incidentally, Bloodstock Research Information Services, and you can buy that. Go to brisnet.com and pick it up. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Russell.
I didn't wake you up, did I?
No.
Okay, you never know.
Well, you know, could be that, or just could be never went to bed. So you never can tell.
Okay, party animal, that's what you are. All right, you got the three or four stakes now, three anyway, isn't it? But I know the big one is the Mr. Prospector, I do believe, isn't it? Grade three.
Right. Yeah, they got three down there, two listed and one graded. The Mr. Prospector. That's the fourth race on the card. They don't have the changes up yet, but it is supposed to be a nice day there today. No chance of rain, so should be a fast track. Field of seven in the Mr. Prospector, 6 furlongs the distance, and looks like kind of a two-horse race to me, Ursula. I thought that Stall-Walking Dude, who won the claiming crown, the Rapid Transit Stakes there on opening day. He's coming back today a couple weeks after 2 weeks, and I think he's the one to beat. He's got tactical speed. He'll be laying close, but I don't think he'll go to the front. I think he'll be sitting just off of the likely pace setter, which would be the 5-horse XY Jet. And I think he goes right to the front and tries to take him every step of the way. I think Stall-Walking Dude can sort of track just off of him and run him down in the stretch run. So I'm going to give the edge to the favorite there, the 3, Stall-Walking Dude, XY Jet, the 5, second, Weekend Hideaway, the 7-horse, third. So 3-5-7 in the Mr. Prospector. You want me to do the grass races, Ursula?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Well, the two grass races are the stakes of the Tropical Park Derby. 3-year-olds, 1 mile and 1/16 on the turf. The other race is the Tropical Park Oaks for 3-year-old fillies. In the Derby, field of 12 been drawn in here, and I think the bottom horse is going to be, looks like a pretty solid price, and I think he's the one to beat. Team Colors from Jimmy Jerkins' barn. And he's been off for about 8 weeks, was a good second last time out over at Belmont during their fall championship meet. As a colt by Street Cry. Been working well for his return. And Jimmy Jerkins, the trainer, wins with pretty good percentage, 22%, with horses off 45 to 90 days. And I think he's going to be ready to go today. The 8-horse Tweet Kitten, a colt by Kitten's Joy, he goes for Chad Brown, comes off of 2 straight wins, and at 5-1, you definitely got to consider him. Got the leading rider, Javier Castellano, aboard. I think those are the two in here. The 11 horse, A Lot, is the one that's going to be running late for Bill Mott. And, so I think those three, the, 12-8-11 there in the Tropical Park Derby. In the Oaks, big field in there, 14, drawn in. Like I said, don't have the scratches yet, but the, this is the same distance, 1 16 on the grass, 3-year-old fillies. The 3 Osela, chipped over and made her first start in the United States about 3 months ago. Ran decently in the Sands Point, which is a graded race at Belmont. Beat about half the field. You have to think she probably needed the race. She gets LASIKs first time today. I think she has every reason to move forward for Todd Pletcher. And Castellano has the mount on this one also. I'm going to give her the edge in here over the 11, Tammy the Torpedo. Been facing a little bit tougher graded races mostly, and she drops in here this listed stake. I think she's got a big shot in here for Chad Brown, Joel Rosario, 6-1 on the morning line. And then the bottom horse, if the horse runs, I'm not sure if he'll get in or not. The 14 Angel Vision. I think if she moves up, she's got a chance in here. 15-1, a pretty good price. So 3-11 and 14 in the Tropical Park Oaks.
Castellano is riding down there. The one who's riding. Tommy Macho in the Queens County up in New York today because Castellano's in Florida. Do you know?
Well, I don't know, but I can look it up real quick.
Go ahead.
All right. Let's see.
Tommy Macho's a Macho Uno colt that is a 2-1 favorite of it for Pletcher in the Queen County Stakes. He is number 4 on the card and a 7-horse field going into Queens County today. So anyway,
Queens County, that would be the 8th, and Tommy Macho. Well, they've got Castellano listed on both, so I guess
that's going to be tough to do, isn't it?
he's been in Florida mostly because he's the leading rider down there. So
yeah,
I would sort of think he'd be in Florida, but who knows?
Well, I think he's riding more than you had had him riding. I think he's riding more than one horse down there. So anyway, let's see if I've got it. Those races here. They got him on Star Walking Dude in the right. Mr. Prospector. And let's see what else. He's riding Tweet Kitten in the Tropical Park Derby. And they had got him named on an Irish thing in the Oaks of all of Pletcher's, a sailor. So I guess, you know, he'd probably ride in Florida, so they probably put somebody else on the horse up in New York, I would imagine, because he's got 3 mounts and 3 stakes races down there. So. If he can, if he knows how to figure up 10% of 3 races opposed to 1, I think he'll be in Florida. What do you think?
Check here on the NIRA site for their changes and see what they say. They've got the changes up here. I'll see 8th race.
Nothing like dead air.
Yeah, no, they don't.
Might be an improvement.
Yeah, they
still don't have a change.
No, well, I was looking at the wrong. I've got Saratoga sort of on my iPad. I've got the Saratoga bookmark, so it was going back to the. It was going back to the last day at Saratoga, which doesn't do me much good. Aqueduct does not have the rider changes up yet.
Okay. Well, I bet there is one. All right. Well, that's
they are off the turf though.
It is off of turf. Okay. Mm-hmm. Huh. All right. All right. Well, what about the ball game today? I think we're, 10.5-point favorite?
Yeah, the Ohio State's not very good. It'd be a major upset to me if they were to lose lose that game. So,
They got about the same problem we are. They're awful young too, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they've. I'm trying to remember. It seems like they're about. They've already got, I want to say, 3, maybe 4 losses already. So
5. They're 5-5.
5-5. Okay.
Yeah.
I would be stunned if they we have to play awfully poorly. I would think to get beat today.
I wonder if he'll put a big kid in from New Zealand. You wouldn't think he would, though. I mean, why would he use in this? Of course, yeah, I guess he could go on and play as a graduate assistant, you know, if he decides to stay for 4 years, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, he normally doesn't like to redshirt people, so I kind of think he will play, you know, during the rest of the season. Now, how much, if any, he plays today, since he's only been in town about 48 hours, so.
Yeah, and unpacked yet.
I don't think he'll redshirt. I do think he'll play, but I'm not sure how much he'll, you know, today.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting. 3:30 today on CBS, I do believe.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. There, folks at KYT are happy today.
All right. Okay, Steve. It's been Steve Moody, author of the Gulfstream Handicapper Sheet. You can go to brisnet.com, BRISNET.com. Pick up copies of that. Or you can pick it up out of Keeneland. Well, not Keeneland. The Red Mile now, I assume. Isn't that right, Steve?
Yeah, I think so. Or so I'm not. I haven't been over there since they've switched over there. But I'll have to check on that and see if they are selling them.
Okay. All right. Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you, Ursel.
All right, my friend. Talk to you next week.
Okay. Take care.
Well, second crop yearlings by Arch sold for up to $100,000 in 2015. That was before Toes on Ice won the Grade 3 Bob Hope Stakes at Del Mar. Or before Go No Go won the Slideshow Stakes at Remington. Toes on Ice, incidentally, goes today in the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Futurity. Now add in the fact that Arch has sired a dozen first crop winners and that Next Shares ran second in Saratoga's Grade 2 $200,000 with Anticipation Stakes. There's no denying the fact that he's siring runners. His most recent two-year-old winner, Arch or Nothing, broke his maiden on December 11 at Aqueduct, and that same day, Tia Floor won an allowance race at Turfway Park. Tia Floor, you may recall, won a maiden special race out of Keeneland by 9 1/4 lengths, and she beat Colts that day. Very impressive. Arch won Grade 1 stakes going mile and an eighth, and he represents a sire line that's noted for stamina. That would be Arch, Chris S., Roberto, Hail to Reason. And that, my friend, bodes well for 2016 when they start going two turns. Stands for $7,500 due when the foal stands and nurses, and he's eligible for Spendthrift's Breed Secure program. Great program. Called Des Dempsey, Brian Lyle, or Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030. And take a look at the website at SpendthriftFarm.com.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis.
All righty. Let's see. Let me look at this. Winners from the Thoroughbred Center. We've had 17 so far. That's pretty good. This month, Donald Hunt, Pavel Mateska, Sherman Wilkinson, Jimmy Cargan, Brian Michael, Danny Weir, Marco Castaneda. That's that Tia Floor we were just talking about, that impressive filly by Arch. Ted Lucas, Tracy Young, David Ryder, Alberta Davies, who was here on the show with me a few minutes ago, went all the way up to Parks to win it. Chuck Peary, Stacy Slovis. And we had four winners last night, four out of the nine races. That's pretty near half of a minute. Richard Finucane, is that the way you pronounce his name? Yeah, I think it is. Finucane. I'm sorry about that, Richard. Can't read my own writing. And then, let's see, Eduardo Caramore won with a horse named Swear, half-brother to Cuss, I guess. Wallace Howard, and then Jim Dodgen. I didn't know Jim was back out here till yesterday, and he went by and waved at me. But of course, you never know whether it's Jim or Joe because they're twins and they look just alike. Well, you can tell the difference when they're standing next to each other, but when they're driving by and just waving, you know, it's you can't tell. So that was really good. All right, well, let's see. I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. We'll be on the day after Christmas, of course. We're going to do that Old Pastures by John Tainter Foote. It's about a 20-minute thing, and it's really
wonderful.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really fun to do. And so it'll be on next week. And Clark, Merry Christmas. Robert. Thank you so much. Robert. Oh, Robert's back?
Robert's back
in there. I thought you'd taken a vacation. So thank you, Robert. Merry Christmas. And Merry Christmas to you, Resi. And Merry Christmas to everyone out there. And we will talk to you next week.